Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining us tonight for the Letter House Bible Enrichment Hour. The overseer is Dr. Shelton D. Carter from Los Angeles, California, and we want to let you know, first of all, we want to give a shout-out to our partners, Granny's Place, who sponsors the Blog Talk for us so generously, and also all the listeners and all our friends and all our loved ones. We just thank you tonight for joining us, and we while we wait, we want to just give you the Letter House theme. It says, "We are a people predestined to restore virtue in a society bearing of spiritual and moral excellence through a message of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is our endless desire to join a diverse generation for the purpose of connecting and developing other champions. In a technologically advanced society, we deliberately create platforms, special events, seminars, conventions, and fellowships in which the wounded and the unusually gifted can find aid and a place of appreciation. Our aim is to continue to create an environment of love, unity, faith, and victory in which all can discover the champion within. We invite you to be a part of our important project. Preferably consider partnering with us as we build our platform where the true nature of God can be freely be experienced and expressed by all. For more information, you can send an email inquiry to the lhnetwork@gmail.com. Predestined to Serve by Dr. Shelton Carter. So I see here we have some people on the line that have joined us tonight. Good evening to you all who are here. We thank you for joining us. Who do we have on the line? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I was on
okay.
mute. Sorry about that. This is Shanine.
Okay. Good evening, Sister Shanine. How the world are you this evening?
I am fabulous, victorious, strong, and courageous.
All right. That's the word for today, strong and courageous. Just have to do that today. So as a host of the show, would you like to go ahead and give a shout-out and say hello to your listening audience?
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Letter House Bible Enrichment Hour. Thank everyone for taking time and opportunity for joining in with us in faith and preparing to hear the Word of God for us this evening.
All right. Well, since we are waiting on Dr. Carter, would you like to go ahead and do your announcements about your church and your activities and waiting for others to join us?
Sure thing. Well, again, good evening. Okay. Good evening. Thank each and every person for taking the time to join in faith with us this evening. One of the things we like to do here at the Letter House is prepare to receive the word that is coming forth. And we do that by taking out our pens, our paper, our memo pad, and our phones and things of that nature, and prepare to be enlightened, be informed, be encouraged, be given instruction in whatever event and activity we have going on for God in our lives. And we get excited about coming together, and we have an opportunity to come together in Los Angeles, California, at our local assembly at 1745 West Vernon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90062. Again, that's 1745 West Vernon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90062. We come together every Sunday at 11 a.m. just to collectively worship, listen to God, and just be on one accord. And you know, we already bring the Spirit of God in with us, but collectively give thanks to God and just thank God for the ability to be able to join in and hear what we have on our assignments and hear what he would have us to move and how he would have us to move through our founder and our overseer, Dr. Shelton Carter. Also, we have a Facebook page called Our Ladder House Network. Again, that's Our Ladder House Network. Please, please, please follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. Feel free to, you know, ask questions, give information and things of that nature. We look forward to people just liking us and following us and sharing and praise reports and things of that nature, just connecting with the body all across the world. Also be advised that we have a our Gmail address is blhnetwork@gmail.com. Again, that's blhnetwork@gmail.com. There you can submit questions and concerns and things you might have. You can find out where to sow seed. If you take the time and email us, we will take the time, or our administrative team will take the time and respond to it, you know, in a timely fashion, as well as any concerns you need us to get before Dr. Carter, we will do that as well, too. So with that, I'd like to just take a minute to say good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Ladder House Bible Enrichment Hour. I know some of our partners and things come in, and they like to take a moment and say good evening and let Dr. Carter know that they're on. So the floor is open for those that are logging in and calling in to say good morning. I mean, sorry, good evening, and welcome to the Bible Enrichment Hour.
Amen. We do Amen. Have some callers on the line. Go ahead.
Well, howdy, this is Sister Velma from Dallas. How y'all doing?
We're blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Yes, strong and courageous. Good to hear you, Mother Love.
yeah. Good, great to be heard. Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's a joy to hear your voice.
I kept on thinking I had passed my time. I was like, it felt like it was so late. I was like, oh, okay, now it's time. Yay. Let me go get on.
Yeah. It's so exciting to hear you, Sister Velma. Like I said, it's always a joy and a pleasure to just get some good vibes from you, get some good feelings, and just when you come on in the morning time, I just really enjoy it, and I get encouraged to make my day.
Aww.
It just helps my day go by so great. You know, without you, I just, where is she? That's what I be saying to myself. Where is your Sister Velma?
The country girl didn't even say nothing this morning. Where is she?
Yeah. I just wanted to hear your voice, but nevertheless, I had a wonderful day. God was good, and you know, he's good all the time, and all the time he's good. So it was just a good day, and you know, I said it's a good day in the neighborhood.
Miss Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, dear, and to God be the glory. And you know, I just love him so, and it's not hard at all to exemplify the love of Christ, and you know, just put it off on somebody else. They're just passing on like the domino effect. And boy, what a better world we would have, you know. But until then, we still will keep everybody prayed up and covered with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. So we go forward in Jesus' mighty name. That's it right there.
Amen, amen. It's great. We love you too. We love you too. Anyone else in on the line would like to say good evening? Good evening to us this evening. We are opening the line for those that share and say good evening, give us a praise report. Just let us know that you're on. The floor is open. Please say good evening to us.
Hey, man, Shanine, it's Samantha. I just want to say hello to everyone tonight. I'm in a very noisy place. I have to mute out, but I'll come back as soon as I get in the quiet area.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. I know we have other people on the line.
Well, hi, this is Sister C calling in from Dallas, Texas. It is just an awesome day. I heard Sister Lewis in the neighborhood. Yes, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We have some clear skies and beautiful weather today. We had snow a couple of days ago. Now we have 70-some degrees today, and it is just awesome how beautiful it is. But today has been a great day. I got up this morning and I drank my lemon juice and I had energy. I was in live. Amen. Amen. So just like to give a shout out for our sister that gets us up in the morning and give us those help tips. All right, we just got it going on here at the Ladder House.
Amen, amen. It's a wonderful time. We have Breakfast of Champions that we are able to come and fellowship with every morning. It's a beautiful experience where we come and get love and get our dose and our daily fill up of what we need to share with others. We go through this life, we go through things, you know, filling up our physical bodies with food and various different things. But sometimes we forget the spirit man. And when we get to come into our New Day call here at the Ladder House, we get to get that breakfast of champions. We get to get that interaction and that you know, that like the morning meeting call that you have when you go to work, that everybody gets ready to have some production going or to get some numbers up and things of that nature. When we get together and we're able to get together to get filled so we can go about and do the work that God is calling us to do that are assigned to work under this particular vision, it is a great time, a great day of fellowship and sharing. People will share their praise reports. We pray together. We intercede on behalf of one another's concerns and personal development exercises and things of that nature. We are a united body of believers, a community of reapers, able to get what we need, learn what we need to learn, embrace correction, as well as go out and share and pour and be a vital part of our community and be effective in our community. Because we're not so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, but we're a balanced body of believers, and we understand how important that is through our overseer and founder, Dr. Shelton Carter. He teaches us that and makes sure that we are not just stuffed spiritually or stuffed physically, but we are balanced and we are able to be productive. And a balanced body, a healthy body, produces healthy organisms and is healthy out and it gives out good health. So we just thank God for being in that environment, being in that enriched environment. Anyone that interested in joining us for breakfast in the morning, we are there every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The call number is 605-475-4001. The passcode is 286890. Again, we're there every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And the call number is 605-475-4001. The passcode is 286890. Now, just a little warning right now, we're having everybody's able to get on, but some people are incurring a 1 cent per minute charge that we are working on, and that will be taken care of momentarily, should be taken care of before the end of next week. But just be advised, if you can get on, if you can just get in and say hello and share with us for a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate that. With that, I'd like to just open up the floor for anyone else that has come on to say good evening to us. Welcome to our Ladder House Bible Enrichment Hour.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Carter.
Amen. Can you hear me? Am I well this evening?
It's a little faint, sir.
Okay, am I any better now?
Now you are You are good now.
I'm good to go. All right. God bless you.
You're good to go.
All right. Amen. God bless you and thank you all for welcoming and having me. I'm sharing that you all are so receptive always to what the Lord is saying through us. And it really humbles my heart to have the not only the reception, but the fact that he actually talks through us. And so it's a double humility going on. And so God bless you for your part in this matter of humbling and keeping me at a place where I recognize that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, man, I wouldn't know actually where I would be. And so I just know it'd be different than where I am now. So God bless. Good morning and the morning before previously, I missed you all on our conference call, a new day. I bless you again for praying and always covering and keeping us in your prayers. Thank you for that. tomorrow we shall be with you in the morning time and morning hour to kick our day off and get our day going as God so appropriated. So like they said, like they used to say in church when I was growing up, they say that if there's power in the pews, that there's prayer in the pews, that there'd be power in the pulpit. And so if I don't make it to the prayer line in the morning, that's because there's no prayer in the pews. Y'all not praying.
Know that we are, Pastor. Know that we are.
Right.
It may be more technological. It'd be more technological than anything, huh?
Amen.
Blame it on technology.
Okay, let's go there. Amen. Now, I just mess with y'all. Amen. So we believe that God is going to have us where we need to be so that we can share and give the people the encouragement they need. One reason that I'm so, well, I'll get into that in a moment. And so for those of you, again, that are in the Dallas region, I want you to be praying for us. God is talking to us about releasing a work here and ordering our steps to do so, and why synonymously maintaining what we have in Los Angeles and increasing and advancing that as well. And so God is rebirthing one work and birthing another work. And I spoke of it prophetically maybe a little bit over a month ago. We've talked about the wrestling match of Jacob and Esau in the womb of their mother, and how they both were intended to be great nations, but they one went through a name change, went through great changes and all kind of things, amen, to ultimately become what God had purposed them to be. And so could you imagine the womb, amen, that was connected to that birth or that delivery, the condition of that womb that had the wrestling match between Esau and Jacob, amen, required and responsible for bringing forth. That's what the church's responsibility is. That's what the body's responsibility is, to bring forth the vision, to bring it to pass. We write the vision, we make it plain, you run with it. Amen. God has anointed you to run with it. He anointed me to write it. Amen. And so both are required and both are necessary so that God's will would be performed and also be elevated, amen, and known to this world. And so, which we all are after. So we want to step into a little bit tonight, what I've been sharing out of John. If you turn to John, if you would, John chapter 2. Amen. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Amen. 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 We were dealing, amen, with miracles and how miracles of supply happen, miracles of restoration, amen, and miracles, amen, of translation. God can transform some stuff, amen, and make it applicable for you and to you. And so we were talking about this aspect out of John chapter 2, where Jesus performed this miracle at this wedding feast. And the miracle that he performed was that he had turned the water, amen, into wine. And they referred to this as a miracle for him to turn the water into wine. And it wasn't just any type of miracle, but it was a miracle of transformation. He took one thing and turned it into something else. How many of you know that God can actually perform a miracle in every entity of your life? I don't care what is going on in your life. He can take what it is now and turn it into something totally different. Amen. And make it usable, make it pliable, make it more powerful and potent than it's ever been before. He literally took this water and turned it into wine. Amen. 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 So not only was it a miracle of transformation, but it was a miracle made of reproduction and multiplicity, because, again, they had ran out of one thing, and then they had got amen, back what they ran out of. I want to tell somebody tonight that you are a miracle away from getting it back, and you have all to do with your miracle. You are a miracle away, but you have all to do with your miracle. When I say miracle, we think of miracles as something that just happens. But I don't want to use the term miracle as much as I want to use the term supernatural, because supernatural is just literally God super on top of your natural that makes things supernatural. Supernatural. In order for the supernatural to happen, he has to have your participation in it or in the matter in order for the super to be made known. He has to use something. He has to use someone. If you're ever gonna get to the point where you have the abundance just chasing you down, you're gonna understand seed time, then harvest. But before God could ever take out from the equation of time, he has to see the consistency of your seed. And your seed gets so embedded in the ground that there's this multiplication that causes this harvest to continuously keep growing, that by the time you get seed in the ground, you got another harvest coming up, and therefore he's extracting time from the equation, and you're just going from seed to harvest, seed to harvest, seed to harvest. That's when you're walking in the overflow of a supernatural lifestyle. You understand your supernatural lifestyle is a product of your seed sowing. Because if you don't sow the seed, then there's no harvest that's going to come, amen, because there's nothing to relate your reproduction or productivity or transfiguration to. Even when the anointing is flowing in your life, the anointing is flowing based upon there has to be some medium of contact, measure of contact. There must be some level of release. So the anointing is transferable. So if he's going to transfer it, it's going to come from one thing to another thing, come from to the, especially if you're talking like the transmission of the laying on hand, where he flows, amen, through someone up onto another, amen, and therefore causes things to happen that could not happen unless, amen, there was the laying on of hands. Now, the miracle that happened didn't happen because the hands touched the head, okay, or touched the hand, or because the physicality of the thing was active. The miracle happened because the power of God was present, amen, to cause that miracle to happen that could not happen otherwise. Because again, you could do all the stuff, but if you do the stuff without the presence of the power, then the stuff is just there for as potential. But we're not trying to go from, we're not trying to stuck around potential. We're trying to go from potential power to kinetic power. Kinetic power means that they have that power and that potential got to connect. You have the potential of potency. You are potent, but just because you are potent don't mean that you got an egg to reproduce your cell. You understand what I'm saying to you? You got to have some connectivity, and both parts got to be at work. But not only do both parts got to be at work, both parts got to be available. Let's get into it before we, lest we lose you tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you would illuminate us by the Spirit, that you would give us wisdom, that you would open up our hearts and our minds to understand thy word, that we would understand that the flower fades and the grass withers, but your word, you said, would endure forever, God. I trust you now. I believe you, God, that you're going to do something wonderful for us tonight that's going to keep us in a way, that's going to reestablish us in a way, that's renew us in a way, elevate us, take us to another level of consciousness in you, that we may be better than what we were when we woke up this morning. For we will be, make known to this earth and this world that we've been in your presence. We've come out with our hands up blessing you, irregardless of shape, form, fashion, deeds, or otherwise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Those that love God says hallelujah, amen, and give them just a praise for about 5 seconds, amen. Just bless the Lord, amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Open up our hearts
praise
and our
God.
Minds to receive tonight.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Father. Ingrassing
the
word
tonight.
Thank
you,
Father.
Thank
you,
Father.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Holy.
You are
great.
You are excellent, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are wonderful, God. You are amazing.
John 2, if you would. For those of you that have your Bibles, turn to John 2, and if you're already there, somebody just say, I've got it. Amen. John chapter 2.
I've got it.
Amen. All right. We'll start at verse number 1. Verse number 1, and again, we're talking about not just walking in heaven, seeing miracles happen in our life, but we're talking about walking in the supernatural. If we're going to walk, walking in the supernatural. So let's read. On the third day, verse 1, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When they had ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Everybody underline that. The mother of Jesus, the mother of Jesus said, the mother of Jesus said, they have no wine. But Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. And his mother said to the servants, whatever he says, you do it. Now there were set there six water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. But Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now. Take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. Skip down to verse number 11. And this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples now believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum. He, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. And they did not stay there many days. They went down, his mother, his brother, and his disciples. Man, he speaks of relationship, different types of relationship, personal relationships, ministerial relationships, but ministerial relationships that have become very close. They've traveled, they've been abroad, they've associated, and they've fellowshiped together. And sometimes when you're associating, you fellowship with people, amen, too often, it prohibits, amen, the move of God, because again, it becomes too much common. It becomes too common. The commonality of walking with that level of gift, amen, restricts you sometimes from the blessing that God actually wants to release on your life. And that's similar to, or I should say, it's synonymous to the lust of the flesh. And when I say lust of the flesh, I'm not talking about in a derogative, perverted, dirty kind of way. But when I say the lust of the flesh, I'm talking about the appetite of the flesh. The appetite of the flesh likes to be satisfied. And it likes to be satisfied. And the lust there is the satisfaction of the voids that people have. When you're in ministry and your ministry leaders, and those of you that are planning to be leaders, amen, upon this work, whether here or in the state of Texas, you understand. I want you to understand this as a minister, that when you're walking as a minister, people are depending upon your ability to be God toward. They're not looking for you to be a man personal, but they're actually looking for you to be God toward. They believe they want you to be personal, but the reality is they need you to be prophetic. They need you to be powerful. They need you to be godly. They need you to be God toward, because again, it's not safe to say that everyone can handle your humanity. When God uses an individual, he uses an individual person, an individual being, an individual flesh, of the individual persona. He uses an individual, one that is wrapped and shaped in iniquity, one that has been subject to the affairs and situations of life. He's an individual. She's an individual. They are people. And sometimes they're not always up under that anointing. They're not always walking up under that anointing, but yet they have been anointed. The word anointed, it literally means to be smeared. Smeared is when God smears you with his glory on your life. But then there's this active anointing that comes out of that smearing, amen, when you're up under the banner of the Holy Spirit, and then there's this release of the anointing that begins to break and destroy yoke. Now, the breaking and the destroying of the yoke is not for the one that's carrying the anointing, but the breaking and the destroying of the yoke is for the one in which is accompanying that anointing or facilitating or audience to that anointing. Okay? So the anointing is not for the carrier, but the anointing is for the receiver. And a lot of times our ability to receive is a matter of our ability to receive. We can't receive the person to be the anointed one because we done been fishing with them too much now. You done been fishing so much, amen, that you didn't have Bible study for 7 days a week, and you went 5-6 days, amen, without sharing your Bible study with somebody, and therefore They believe that they have lost the ability to see you as the anointed one and miss the objective that the whole anointing issue is not even for the one that's carried, but the anointing is for the one that is to be receiving. The anointing is for you. Well, what is the anointing? The anointing is the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. And so that thing that could get everything that you're facing with off of you, you become so common with it that you're missing the fact that it's sitting right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got used to it. But you got used to it not because it wasn't anointed. You got used to it because of the dependencies of your flesh that you rose above your desire to get God's will done. When you want to get God's will done, then you understand I'm going to need the anointing. And therefore, I have to be able to guard myself, amen, and keep myself at a place where I recognize what's happening with this anointing issue. I say this because this is one of the principles that we are extracting from this truth in John. And one of the things that, and the reason I chose John to minister this point from is because
In John, it is the first instance of Jesus ever performing a miracle. The first instance of Jesus' first miracle in John chapter 2. He's in Cana of Galilee, and he's at this wedding feast. And as he's at this wedding feast, amen, the Bible says that there are things that began to happen. One of the things that happened was that the mother of Jesus said, and I had you underline that, she went and she came to him with the need, and she said, there is no wine. Wine at the time was the need. The need was imperative there. Why was it imperative? It was imperative because the need was connected, amen, to the celebration. The celebration that was highly anticipated. How many of you know that a wedding or wedding reception is a highly anticipated event? When you are in anticipation or in that level of anticipation, there's this exuberance that comes over you before you even arrive at the feast. There's this range of excitement. So by the time you get to the place where there's this conglomeracy of excitement, conglomeracy of anticipation, because now your anticipation has connected to somebody else's anticipation, where there's such a level of excitement, amen, that is going forth because it is centered around the occasion opposed to personal agenda. Because the wedding feast, on the invitation, it says this one and that one are wedded, so we understand off the top this is about you, but this is about the one in which we celebrate on today. And so I come and I have my, yes, I may come and I may wear my best and I want to look my best and I want to look my nicest and I want people to see me, yes, but the reality is I still know that I'm here for them. I still know that I brought my gift and I bestowed my gift with great anticipation and excitement, just hoping that the guests or that the ones that were being honored would receive my gift, that would receive what I'm laying down, what I'm giving. I did this for you. It was all about you. When I went, amen, to the store, when I went to the mall, wherever I went to purchase the gift, I had you all in mind. All in mind before you even showed up at the event. Had them all in mind. To the point that you didn't just select something that you wanted, but when you selected, in your selection, you selected something that was unique and tailored to design. It was tailored and form-fitting for the occasion, if you would, if you're a good gift giver. You're ready because you're anticipating the moment and the things that the celebration in itself has to offer. This sense of joy that comes in that type of atmosphere that energizes you through a synergy that happens through the conglomeracy of the people that have seemed to happen because you have been able for a moment to get out of your situation and put your mind on the intended point. On the intended point. This was the whole intention of the wine in the first place, because the wine, what it does, what it brought you to a place of sobriety, literally, and that's what wine does. It comes to bring you to a place of sobriety, amen, and not intoxication. It's when you misappropriate the wine that you flip the intent for the wine. The wine in itself was to bring you to a level of calm where you can get outside of the affairs that were going on around you and participate on the event and the benefits of the event that was going on. A lot of times we cannot benefit from the things that God wants from us, such as for a supernaturally charged atmosphere, because we have not learned how to shut our mind off. See, what he did was when he offered the wine, the mother says, look, we are running out of wine. And if we run out of wine, this celebration ain't going to be what we thought it could be. We're going to need some more. And so when Jesus multiplied it, he didn't multiply it for medical reasons. Are you understanding what I'm saying here?
Amen.
He didn't multiply it for medical reasons. He multiplied the wine because he understood that there was something that could not happen unless the atmosphere was right. And the atmosphere couldn't be right if you were there all in your anxiety, if you were worried about what was going on with about your bills at home, if you was worried about you got to go home to Reggie and he own one today, if you had all that stuff going on, I don't care what you bought from the mall on Saturday. When you showed up to that reception, you were out of it because you were there, but you were not there. You were in the world, and therefore you were of that world. You are of your world that you created. created, and now it has established its fortress upon your psychological patterns of thinking to the degree that now when you deliver and offer up your interpretations as it pertains to life, they are somewhat disconnected from the reality that God wants you to be in, and therefore you are what the Bible calls dipsuke. You are one place here, you're another place over there, and therefore you cannot receive the intentions that God has for you because you are at a place of double-mindedness. Dipsuke, I'm over here, I'm over there, and there's a happening that happens when your mind gets challenged like that. Jesus says, I got to bring us to a place of sobriety, because if I don't bring you to a place of sobriety, you'll never understand that I'm a God that can perform miracles. But if I'm going to perform a miracle, I'm going to perform miracles using people that are willing to yield their natural to my ability and my powers, which will give you the ability to walk up under a supernatural state of being in which you could not walk up under unless you learn the key on how to get yourself at a place where you could stay in anticipation, expectation that happens through your calm. The enemy is after your calm. He's after your quietness. He's after your ability to be sober-minded. The things that he's telling you that makes you sober to somebody else, it makes drunk like a skunk. The Bible says don't be drunk. It said, don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So the whole intention here was so that we can get to the spirit of the matter. Even when they used to drink back in the days when it was in appropriation, if you ever hang out in the South, they don't call it so much liquor as much as they do spirits. And that's not a term you're going to hear in Los Angeles. You won't hear people say, go get some spirits. Mm-hmm. You say, go get some spirit, they think you're talking about go get the Holy Ghost or go to church or something. But if you go down south and you talk about spirit, then you understand that we're talking about some level of intoxicated drink that's going to bring me to a place that's going to take me outside of my faculty. The idea here was Jesus was trying to get them out of their faculties as much as he was trying to get them out of their cognitive way of processing. So let me get you out of a place where you're not so much interpreting or trying to analyze what's going to happen, but I just want you to get you to a place where you can just sit back and enjoy the ride. You can just enjoy the ride to the point that when I speak, whatever I say, you're willing to do whatever it is I require from you to do, and therefore you're doing it without reasoning or charge. You're doing it, amen, because it is obedient and it is right. You're doing it because you've heard my voice, and you cannot walk in obedience if you had not heard something that is to obey. When Cain killed Abel, he said, but prior to that, God said to him, if you do well, will you not be accepted? Which meant that there was some level of instruction that was there to be followed that he obviously missed. And if he missed that level of instruction, then you cannot obey something you had not heard. So if you're not in obedience, you are in disobedience. And sometimes we're in disobedience, not doing it intentionally, but we're doing it ignorantly. But ignorant, amen, is not permission or an excuse, amen, to walk in degradation to God, because he says to us to study to show ourselves approved, not only study to show ourselves approved, but get to the place where you are open and ready to receive, that to the point that you don't have to know verbatim by practice or by linguistics or by language or by written computations, but there the Bible says that when the spirit of truth has come, you will be able to judge and determine any other spirit to whether or not it is right or wrong. So I may not even know far as the word is concerned, but I understand that my spirit will bear witness with the spirit of truth, because I know if nothing else, I got the spirit of truth in me. And if I don't have the spirit of truth in me, I know it's not operating, because I'm at a place of anxiety. Maybe I'm at a place of fear. Maybe I'm at a place of envy. Maybe I'm in a place of strife. Maybe I'm in a place that I'm out of place. So therefore, I cannot be in that type of attitude, if you would, and expect God to perform supernaturally in my life and cause things to happen supernaturally and super favorably for me. And if you want the favor of God in your life to happen, you've got to get to a place. You've got to sit back and learn how to enjoy the ride. And enjoying the ride is sitting back at a place, not being stupor, but when you're sitting back at a place and you're at a place where you can hear the Lord speak to you now, to the point that I'm ready to receive your word of instructions, that whatever it is, I'm ready to do what it is you require of me to do, because I understand that obedience is greater. I want to hear you. I want to keep my atmosphere right so I can hear you. I got to get the atmosphere right. This is the first miracle. And and there's a principle in Scripture that we call the law of first mention, and that carries practical principle connotations throughout wherever you see that first thing mentioned in Scripture. Here, this is the first miracle. And so wherever you see miracles falling out, you'll be able to find in those miracles there's something, amen, connected principally to this miracle. And one of the things that we find that is key is that there is obedience. Obedience is the key to walking in the supernatural and therefore seeing the supernatural happen in your life. Some of y'all need some things to happen supernaturally right about now, and you can't afford to miss these instructions. You need a miracle to happen in your life. And not only do you need one, God needs and wants you to have one, because every miracle is a sign and a wonder is for the intent purpose to make you wonder about the sign.
Come on.
Who tells you that only reason he's giving you a sign is because the sign is trying to point you to a direction or a place. Where is he trying to point to? He's trying to point to himself. And God needs you so he can point at himself. He wants to perform a miracle in your life more than you want one. He wants you to walk under supernatural provision, supernatural health, supernatural ability. He wants you to do that. Why? So that you can say, come see a man and show me all things to life and godliness. So you can say, he is Lord. Yes, it is marvelous in our eyes, but it is the Lord's doing. Yes. Yes, I understand that my mortgage, I had 15 years on it, but God paid it off in 3 years because he's that type of God. I heard him when he said, do this, do that, and do the other. And I obeyed the Lord, and when I obeyed him, he honored me. He couldn't wait to show off in my life. I hope somebody received that. He can't wait to show off in your life. He can't wait to perform supernatural wonders in your life. He can't wait. He can't wait.
Amen.
He can't wait. He's waiting, though, but he's waiting on us to get to the party. The invitation's been has been sent. We're late on arrival. We got to pick up the pace now. And we got to pick up the pace by getting everything that clogs our ability to hear him. We can't hear him. I want to hear him, God. Is my heart at a place that's keeping me from hearing you? If you go to a wedding, you understand that a wedding or an event like that is a place of anticipation, yes. It's a place of celebration. It's a place that people are at a place of excitement. Miracles are a collaboration of accomplishments, I call it. And it's man's obedience and God's power in collaboration. Man's obedience and God's power in collaboration. When man's obedience and God's power come in collaboration, there's what they call climate control. The climate is controlled, amen, by the atmosphere that is established by obedience and God's presence in conjunction. See, at a wedding, this is what we learn. We learn in that environment. I don't care who you are. Everybody at the party going to be mad at you if you come there with a bad attitude. Because we all came to have a good time. We came to celebrate. And we can't celebrate if you over there sitting in the corner with an attitude with your lips poked out. We're talking about raising up leadership and ministry now. Raising up the congregations to have a different attitude. Because our altitude will be affected by our attitude. The Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. Not just some any kind of giver, but a cheerful giver. Your attitude affects your altitude. You got to change your attitude. Your attitude is messed up, and your attitude is messed up because of the mood that you go through. What we call a mood swing. You know, a mood swing is something. It's like a pendulum, if you would. It hangs on hinges of whatever force pushes it. So if the forces of negativity push it, you go to the side. But then if the Holy Ghost pushes, then you go to that side, where you're only pliable to what you are available to. Something, you got to be available to the move of God. You got to make sure yourself is available and ready to be whatever that God wants you to be. He says the Lord is looking for worship. He's searching for worshipers. He's seeking for worshipers. Why is he seeking? Because there are not many available. So he's seeking. He's seeking. What is a worshiper? A worshiper is one that totally, consistently depends on him at all time, every time. And a worshiper is somebody that God can use at any time, all the time, everywhere, and anywhere. They're available. But you're not available if you're on the pendulum. You got to get off the swing now. Why? Because this mood swing or the swing and mood, when we did a mood swing, it affects your atmosphere, and your atmosphere is affected by a mood. Your atmosphere, your ambiance, your tenor, your world, your environment, it ain't healthy because you got too many people in there with the wrong attitude. I know when the anointing is moving, when it's not in ministry. And just because you're loud doesn't mean that you're powerful. Sometimes loud means you're angry. You're affected by your anger is coming in, amen, into the service, and is being released in the service with something you should have got off before you got to service.
Amen.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, which means before he even got in there, he was already glad. And you can't be glad unless your heart is glad. And your heart is not glad because you don't let something get into your heart that's changed the atmosphere around you and changed the conditions of your world. Your heart. We've been talking about the heart and how you let them get in your heart. Why are we talking about the heart? Because someone would say, well, your attitude is messed up by what's going on in your head. Yes, in Scientology it is. In psychotherapy it is as well. They say bipolar disorders are a matter of mental disease, mental issues, mental stuff. Yes. And so somebody would say, well, I'm dealing with my mom or my brother, somebody dealing with these disorders, and they got all this stuff that's going on, and we just got to deal with it. I don't understand. Well, let me tell you something. This is the advantage we have as believers. Because as believers, we ain't trusting in our head to bring us salvation. We're trusting in our heart. How can you say that, Pastor? Because the Bible says that man don't believe with his head. Man believeth in his heart, and out of the mouth confession is made. He believes with his heart. Don't trust my head. My head may be all over the place. Trust my heart. But man believeth in the heart, and out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The mouth speaks what's in his heart. Whatever is in the heart of a man, so is he. How do you know who a person is? Just listen to what they say. You talk dumb because you got dumb in you. Talk crazy because you got crazy in you. Got to get crazy out of you by getting something deeper, more powerful, more embedded in your heart. Faith cometh, and it comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. You got to keep hearing it, keep receiving it in your heart. And once you get it in your heart, you got it in your heart because you keep confessing it with your mouth. What does the word confess? Homologeo. It says the same as the word say. So I take what the word say and I speak what the word say until I believe it in my heart. And once it gets in my heart, that word also is the reflection of God's anointing in seed form. And so that anointing in seed form begins to break the yokes inside of me, and therefore I am not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed because I renewed my mind, and I renewed my mind by receiving, by hearing, by getting the constant intake of that word that I kept allowing to take root in me. And the way I allowed it to take root in me is because I kept speaking it till I believed it. Hmm. And once I believed it, my attitude wasn't moved by the winds of life no more, but my attitude stayed steadfast, unmovable, because I was always knowing that my labor was not in vain. The only way you're moving because you don't know yet, and you're trying to know building your faith upon the facts of life, but you can't build your faith based upon the facts of life, and you definitely can't trust your head. How many times your head messed you up? How many times you said, well, I thought.
Come on.
You kept saying, I thought. Yeah, you thought your way into hell. But if you're going to be a believer, you don't believe no more with your head. You believe with your heart. And that's because the enemy is going to throw the facts of life to get you to the point where you disapprove of the things that God has approved. You got to get them facts out the way. I know what the fact says, but you can't live your life according to the fact. Because the fact says that you were born in Greater Watts. The fact says that you were in South Central, and nothing good could come out of South Central or South Dallas. Nothing good could come out of it. And so you just took life as they came at you. And you said, this is my life. Sister Karen talks about Lincoln High. This is my life. I came out of Lincoln. No, Lincoln need to come out of me.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying to you? I got to get a different interpretation. I see Beverly Hills coming through me, in me. I see Highland Park all around me. I see up, not down. I'm above and not beneath. I got to get something else in my heart so I can believe something else. And when I believe something else, that in which I believe, I lean towards in my behavior and my action as well as my attitude. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in his righteousness. He said, if you love me, if you're going to be my disciple, he said, keep my commandment. Well, how am I proving that I'm his disciple, that I'm keeping his commandment? The Bible says here, this first miracle, his mother said, wait a minute, hold up. Jesus turned her. He said, woman, what does my son have to do with you? It seemed like he had been snobby or rude, but you got to understand that at that moment, she wasn't dealing with her son. She was dealing with Jesus, the Lord, who was God's man now. She turned to the disciples, and she said to the disciples, she said, whatever he tells you to do, not my child, not my boy, not my little baby, not my son, but whatever he, the anointed one, tells you at this moment. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the word that was in the beginning, that had been given a name over in Matthew. He was known as the living word. The living word now, who was anointed by God, says, whatever the word says, up under that anointing. That's why when you hear me say something, it's not that I'm saying it, and you feel the impact, because the anointed and the anointed one that is working through his word is affecting your life now. It's the word, but if you don't allow that word to do its job, because you're so connected to the flesh, the person or the personality. And we got to be careful with this, because God is opening doors for us. There's been several calls now that trying to invite us to do radio. Well, when you're doing radio, you're what they call a radio personality, which means that people are expecting your personality to stay at a certain temperature, creating a certain atmosphere. But if your radio team got mood swings or moody, or you don't know what to expect time to time, like, hold up, babe, because I don't have time to fix your attitude. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Let's go. We don't have time to fix it. It got to stay, remain at a place now.
Right.
It doesn't mean that life ain't going to come. It doesn't mean that the wind ain't going to come. It doesn't mean that that stuff ain't going to come at you. You just got to be able to be steadfast. You got to be able to stay in the middle of the storm and stay at peace and get the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You can't get this if you don't have a word relationship.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
And you know when that word is in you, because when it's in you and not just in your head, your feet are planted. And you stand still until you see what it is that God purposed.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying to you tonight? You got to stand still. Why? So you can set a type of atmosphere that is created and perfect for miracles. We're at a wedding now. What do we learn from that type of environment? It's a place of love. It's a place of nothing else. We have come with common unity for the purpose in which we attend. Therefore, the atmosphere is supercharged. They're all dressed in white, and they're glamour, and they're glitz, ready to do and be whatever it is that the circumstance requires. And when you're at that place, God can do the supernatural. And he's at the place where he's performing miracles now, because your attitude is right. It's so right that when he speaks, not only that I do what he say do, but I maximize my potential up under that obedience that comes through the word, that releases the anointing that breaks and destroys the yokes off of my life. He said, fill the water pots up. And they went with great discipline. And they filled the water pots. And they didn't just fill them, but they filled them up to the brim. They maximized the potential up under that anointing. What are you doing? I got the question. What are you doing with this anointing? Are you over there talking about, that's my son? That's my child? that's my homeboy, that's my friend, that you're missing it. The great potential to break and destroy your, change your life for the better, you're missing it. Because we've come too practical with the anointing. We have become too personal with our ministry that we forget that it's the house of God. And I'm now, I think it's strange that I'm all over the place. It's not that the word is not coming to you. We're not receiving it and getting it in us and allowing it to make us stable. But on the other hand, I'm so very proud of some of you all, that some of you all are grabbing that word and you're getting it in your heart, and I'm watching it come up out of you. And you understand that sometimes you may not get it the first time, but it may take several times before you get it. If I had time, I'd talk to you about in 1 Kings when Elijah, the man of God, the prophet of God, inspired speaker, the one that heard revelation from the Spirit, gave words of instruction that were supposed to be obeyed. He said to Ahab, he said, I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I can hear the sound.
Uh-huh.
I can hear this sound. Now, wait, he has to tell his servant that he could hear it. Because it wasn't an audible sound. If it was an audible sound, then the servant would have heard it. But it was an inner sound. And now the servant had the responsibility to discern or not. And the reality is he did not have the reason to discern. His response should have been just obedience to what was commanded him. He was the servant. And as a servant, you don't have no choices. Paul says, I'm the prisoner of the Lord. I'm the servant of the Lord. I gave my rights up a long time ago. Whatever his word says, that's what I agree with. That's what I do, and that's what I'll be fast to. What is his word about tithing? What does his word say about giving? What does his word say about relationships? What does his word say about treating your neighbors right? What does his word say? What does his word say? Because God is only moving at the measure of what he said and not what you so desire because you feel it. It's not until your desires line up with his desires. You understand what I'm saying? He says, I can hear the sound. And Ahab the servant took the word of the prophet who carried the anointing up on that word. And the Bible says he went up on top of that mountain looking for that rain, looking for it. But the first time, he didn't get it. Matter of fact, second or the third time, he didn't get it. It took him seven times before he came back with the testimony that I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Before he started getting a vision of the overall vision that had already been set to him. Ministers and servants and those that work in ministry, just understand that sometimes you got to carry that discipline of patience, gentleness, kindness, because they don't get it right away. And sometimes people believe they got it immediately. But, honey, you can't get what somebody died for over 30 years in 30 minutes.
Amen.
It's something. It just comes, and it keeps coming. You get a little bit at a time, get some more at other time. And then at the other time, you realize you fall, and you fall short. You fall short. You fall short. All have sinned and fall short. All have sinned, past tense, but we all fall short. All have sinned. Time, we as believers fall short. We fall short of the standard of the requirement. But while we're falling short, that's why grace abounds, where sin abounds. So that when you fall short, that God's grace will pick you up so that you can hear again and do it again. Go back again. Dust yourself off and go back at it again. Amen. And you'll notice that as you mature and grow, that, yeah, for the first couple of years I had to go seven times. But then I realized I only start going three and a half. Now to the point I get it sometime after the second time. I'm getting better and better. I'm growing in the things of God. I'm getting better. I ain't claiming to be no scholar. I never tried to be. Matter of fact, I ain't even trying to be the elite amongst y'all. I'm just trying to be in the best position and condition so that when I show up at the party, I can show up with what I'm supposed to have. Here is my gift.
Amen.
Here is my treasure, Lord. Here is my sacrifice, Lord. You are the intention and the purpose for why we gather. And I don't care what somebody else assumes about me for why I'm here. I come today in your name to celebrate and honor you, and I'm in response to your invitation and not man's. So my hands are lifted before you, expecting your best, believing your miracle-working power to perform itself in my life, and I can't get caught up in what somebody else got going on that decided they wanted
come
to
on.
Bring some nastiness to the party. No, we got to get that stuff out. We can't dilute the vision, and we will not pollute it. We won't add
come
stuff
on.
That ain't supposed to be there, and we won't take stuff that we supposed to keep. We going to keep the atmosphere right. Right.
Amen.
I was glad.
Yes.
Get it here right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Let's
get it here right.
Thank you.
So we get right when we leave here. When we leave here, we won't be challenged with our thoughts. We won't be challenged in our lifestyle, but we'll be walking out with that supernatural power of God and therefore declaring that everything in our life that you are under the authority of God's word.
Yes.
Therefore, we command everything in our life to line up. We call this household to line up, and we release our faith in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry I didn't even get past the introduction tonight, but I gave you that, and we'll speak more on it tomorrow morning. But how many of y'all were blessed by what was said on tonight? Amen. Bless
Amen.
The Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Please,
receive
and bless the Lord, oh my
in
soul,
the name
and all
of
that
Jesus.
Is in me. Bless His holy name. Amen. Don't you love when them lights start coming on? Amen. When they start flicking them lights and just shining
glory,
on your
glory,
darkness
glory.
And illuminating your ignorance.
Glory.
And you say, oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that if it had not been for the Lord,
thank you.
Side.
You are so amazing.
Tell me
where
would I be?
So wonderful.
Where would
you
I
are wonderful,
be?
God. You
thank
are wonderful, God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Good. Yes, good.
The next verse said, they kept my enemies away. You called the sun to shine through a cloudy day. You rocked me in the cradle of your arm. You understand what I'm saying to you? Think about that. He said, I allowed the sun to finally shine through on my stuff. It's been the sun's been up there all that time. It's been lit all this time. I just was the one keeping it from lighting me up.
Good
but, Lord, I thank you that tonight I got lit up tonight. That you illuminate my
darkness. Yeah,
and I could see
Lord.
What I couldn't see. I could
thank
hear
you,
what
Lord.
I couldn't hear. Now I know
thank
what I didn't
you,
know
Lord.
Because I yielded and I'm totally committed and submitted to you now so that I can obey your word. And when I obey your word, every demon in my life got to crumble. Every spirit that's not like you got to line up and join itself with your Holy Spirit. Surrender to your almighty power. Understand that when your spirit shows up, your word says that out of your spirit came forth the anointing. And therefore, as I was in your presence, God, I got that anointing. So when I step out that door, every spirit, force, and other thing that comes at my life, I'll be able to handle it because I got your anointing. Lift your hands and receive that anointing tonight. Man, you've got to feel
Hallelujah.
That thing flowing.
Hallelujah.
Receive it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Receive that anointing tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
That
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Your anointing.
Thank
you, Rabbi Shakayabah. Your dynamo.
Thank
you. Your yoke destroying. Burden.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, you are Lord. We speak now to base upon the authority that has come and given to us by Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this power and this ability to walk in that as we declare your word and speak your truth, oh God, that everything must line up with your sovereignty and your will because we are ambassadors of Christ, authorized and deputized to speak your word. Therefore, I speak every spirit of darkness in our life, and I command every spirit of darkness to leave you now in the name of Jesus. Every force that comes against your life, every spirit that's trying to antagonize you,
in the name of Jesus.
I command it off of you in the name of Jesus, and we bind up the strong man now, and we command you to fall down in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man, and we command you to fall in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man, and we command you to fall in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We exercise vengeance against you, Satan, and we declare that your weapons are no longer effective, and therefore we destroy them now by the word spoken and the authority that has been given to us by Jesus Christ our Lord. For you said that we would believe in you, that you would confirm your word, oh God. confirm your word tonight and cause every demon, every devil, every force, every enemy, every negativity, everything that pollutes the atmosphere and prevents us from having our supernatural powers and our ability and our anointing to be at work. We declare now that you are illegal in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we decree supernatural blessing over everyone that is under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let the anointing flow out only through me, O God. But let it come to me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I bless those, Lord, that cause them to bless me right back, O God. And therefore, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two, 10,000 to flight. We join forces tonight, and we declare in the name of Jesus that every one of us represents the multiplicity, the strength, and the conglomerate effort, and the power of the synergy that comes from the anointing of God amongst his people that will walk in unity, harmony, and in completion. In agreement, we declare.
Right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break yokes off of our church. Declare that we declare now that the atmosphere is ripe for miracles. That the people are coming from the north, south, east, and the west. That they're coming with their treasures, with their silver and in their gold. We thank you, Father, for the skilled craftsmen that are coming to us from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Give us land and give us territory. Give us property. Give us favor, oh God. Begin to touch the hearts of men and women across the country, oh God, and bring them to the voice of God. Bring them to the voice of God. Give us designated place in Texas, oh God. Populate our place in Los Angeles, oh God. Increase our administration, oh God, and our foundation, and cause us to flourish, Father, beyond the limits of God.
Yes, Lord.
To perfect our website, oh God. Our internet, oh God. Our giving entities, oh God. Our ministry
portal, believe
God. Bless
Jesus.
It now in the name of Jesus. Bless it now in the name of Jesus. Open up an opportunity, Father, for this word to get out, God. Open up an opportunity now for your voice to get out now, Father. Open the door, oh God,
that
I may walk through, God, and minister your word, Father, in season and out of season. In the name of Jesus, we trust you, we believe you, we glorify you, as you stay in your sanctification, your righteousness, in your healing. Therefore, Father, we forgive our debt, Father, and those that trespass against us, oh God. We release, Father, from people from debt against us, oh God. We do not hold on to evil. We do not hold on to bitterness. We do not hold on to pride. But we release others so that your kingdom would come, your power and your glory in our life now, in the name of Jesus. For
in
I declare, Father, that the blood is on every doorpost of every home. And therefore, the blessing is coming to that house and not debt.
God.
And increase is coming to that house and not poverty. That abundance
in the name
is coming
of
now,
Jesus.
For we can hear the sound
Lord.
Of
yes,
the abundance
Lord.
Of rain. And whatever it is that you have required of us, we will
thank
do it in the
Father.
Name of Jesus. We submit to your will, and we will do your work, O God, as we obey your word in the name of Jesus. Those
in
that love the Lord, give him praise and thank him one more time. Give him about 15 seconds of worship and glory.
We thank you for your anointing, dear God.
And
thank you for the man of God tonight, dear God. We thank you. Thank you for him tonight, dear God. Thank you.
Bless him.
For the
glory. Thank you, Father. Begin to bind what you won't bind now. Begin to loose what you won't loose now. Do it now while the anointing is upon you, while you can feel the Spirit moving upon your life. Therefore, your faith is rising to levels of optimum right now. Walk in that faith now. Speak what it is that you believe
God.
And what you want to happen now, and watch it show up in your life as soon as the next 12 hours. In the name of Jesus. Blessing,
Lord.
Blessing, Lord.
In the
blessing,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Blessing, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Blessing, Lord.
Bless right
open
now,
doors that no man could open, oh God. But shut doors
God.
Now there. Lord, that no man could reopen. I thank you, God, that you're closing doors, that you're opening up. Thank you in the name of Jesus. I bless you. I give you glory and I give you honor, for you're truly worthy of it all, God. We thank you, God. I lay my hands even up on myself, Lord, and I say, break it, no, destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow. Let rivers flow. Let favor flow,
God.
Let grace abound in the name of Jesus. Father, bring them now. Bring them to the gift. Bring them, Lord. But give me wisdom, Father Solomon, that I may understand and know as you know, Lord. Give me wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wisdom.
Yes, God.
Wisdom now.
Yes,
give me God. Power,
from
God.
From the top
give
of his head to the bottom of his feet,
blood now. Let your blood work, Lord. Removing
yes,
every curse.
Yes,
let every
cover.
Every
cover, God.
Of
destruction. Today,
I bring it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And therefore I call for provision and I call wealth
God.
To come to me now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that God
in the name
has given me the ability to operate
strengthen
and
him, God,
the wealth
on
of the
every side,
of God.
God.
And therefore disperse it and distribute
it
as so clean
God.
In the name of
be
Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every anxiety is gone. Every fear is gone. Every worry is gone. It's gone
keep
now in the name of Jesus. It's gone now. Every confusion is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. The joy of the Lord is our
nothing.
Strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
For he has made us
yes.
glad. He has made us
yes.
glad.
Yes.
I am the joy for he has made
yes.
me glad.
Anointing. Keep the anointing on God.
Your strength, Lord, that comes
keep
from
it.
Your shoulder to shoulder. Your strength now. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. We
in
bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Bless
thank
him,
you.
God. Bless him, Father. Everywhere his feet trod, God, let him prosper.
You see how that works? You see how that works?
Yes,
you
dear God.
Because you know if you keep your mouth shut, he can destroy you. But if you keep opening your mouth, the blessing just keeps falling out of your mouth. Joy
yes,
keeps falling out of your mouth.
I bless
your
name today,
mouth.
God.
The enemy
hallelujah.
Wants to keep you quiet. I
thank
will not
you,
be
Father.
Quiet.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Talking there
thank
victory.
You,
victory is
thank
mine.
You.
Victory
hallelujah.
Is mine.
Thank
victory
you.
Is mine. Victory is
yes.
mine. Victory
yes.
is mine.
Yes.
Victory today is mine.
Victory is today, God. Victory is ours today, God. Yes,
Jesus,
God, we accept
Jesus,
it.
Jesus,
we receive it,
Jesus,
God,
Jesus,
in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
oh,
Jesus.
Father, thank
throw
you.
Throw your hands up
Father,
and receive amazing
thank you for
grace.
This.
As
thank
I just
you,
heard
Father.
Him say, I'm releasing amazing grace. It's this
yes,
grace
God.
That I'm releasing upon your life, this power,
yes.
this ability, amen, to do what it is that you could not do until I release it.
Yes,
it's going to be
God.
Amazing.
Jesus.
Literally, I hear the Lord say,
yes,
I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow
yes.
your mind. You blow
yes.
your mind. I'm going to blow
you,
your
God.
Mind. Somebody
you,
throw
Father.
Your hands up, because that's what you need the Lord to do, to blow
thank
your
you,
mind.
God.
Get that
thank
mind
you.
Out so you can get the mind of Christ now. Let
yes.
this mind
yes,
that was also in Christ Jesus. Get rid of my old mind, God. Give me
yes,
a new
God.
Mind.
Thank you.
Conform my
yes,
mind.
God.
Transform my mind.
Yes, God.
In the name of
renew.
Jesus. Transform and
please,
renew
God.
It.
Just renew
in the name
my
of
mind.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, God. Renew it, God. Take me back to where you had me, Father.
Yes,
God. Please restore. Restore, God. I'm asking for rest. Restoration, dear God. Restore right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Father, we need you tonight. We need you to help us tonight. We need restoration, God. Yes, dear God.
Raining.
Yes, dear God. Yes, dear God.
Hallelujah. And it's singing over you as you're bathing in his glory. Just see it now.
Yes,
see
God.
You standing in the company of
yes,
millions
God.
Of angels that are singing the Lord's song
yes,
over your life.
God.
That's what's happening
yes,
in the spirit right
God.
Now. I don't know how to explain it no other way, but that's what's
thank
happening.
You,
the angels of the Lord are singing
yes,
the Lord's song
you,
over your life.
Thank you, dear God.
He's saying, I know.
Oh, God, I worship you.
Yes.
God, I worship you. Father, thank you.
God,
thank you for all your many blessings. All your many blessings. Yes, dear God. Thank you. Thank you for moving in my life, dear God. Thank you for being the God of my life, dear God. Thank you. Thank you for mental ease, dear God. Thank you.
Sweetie.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. so worthy to be praised. Father, I just thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God.
Wherever I go.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Dark clouds may rise. Strong winds may go.
You're the lily of the valley, bright and morning star.
Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank sweet you, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You're the rock.
I love you, Lord.
You're the
praise
rock.
Praise you, Lord.
You're
so
the
worthy.
Rock of our salvation.
You're, so
you're the rock of our salvation.
Yes.
And you're the shepherd of these sheep, Father. Thank you. Bless all. Bless us all.
Bless
us all. Keep ministering to us all night.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you again. Before we go, does anybody want to comment on anything that have said or done on tonight? I want to give you an opportunity to do so. The floor is yours. Hallelujah.
And praise God. Just praise God. Praise God tonight, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you so much. My soul was kind of heavy earlier, but
yes.
God just sent that anointing, and it just blessed my soul.
Amen.
Just bless me, and I thank you. I really
Amen.
Thank you. I needed to hear a word tonight from the Lord. And I heard
Hallelujah.
A word from the Bible, and I
all
received
right.
all of that, every last
yes.
bit of it.
Yes.
God
yes.
bless you, Pastor.
Yes.
God bless
yes.
you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. I pray
Amen.
God's blessing. Boy, I pray that word be sealed in your heart and that it will come forth
yes.
in this season. I want you to keep speaking and declaring. Amen. Whatever you receive from the Lord tonight, you take that to bed with you.
Yes.
You say it before
yes,
you go
sir.
To bed. You say it
yes,
before you, you release that anointing on what you want it to do. You and in your life and the life of others, amen. While you feel that
yes,
rich
sir.
Presence, and that's not just for her, but that's everybody that's on board tonight. The Bible
yes,
says,
God.
Jesus
yes,
said
God.
To that woman at the well, he said, if you'd have knew the gift of God that was here, he said, you'd ask me for a drink, and I would have became in you
mm-hmm.
a fountain that springs up.
Yes,
you need to let that
yes,
word come
God.
Up and onto your life, affairs, and situations,
mm-hmm.
and tell the
mm-hmm.
enemy. We'll
Ooh,
cut it off
you.
Because your word now. Yes, go ahead and get
thank
that out
you,
of there.
Father.
Let it come up. Yeah, let it come up. Let it
that's,
come up.
That's
I already heard that about
your power. That, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because again,
yeah.
he says to all of you all, he says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask for the Lord. He'll give it to you, give
yeah.
it to you liberally. God's going to release a spirit of wisdom on some of you all. But some of you all, you have been afraid of the moving of the Holy Spirit because it's something that you felt you couldn't control. That's been your whole problem.
Mm.
You've been trying to control God too long. Allow God to control
mm.
you now. Trust his ability. He says,
yes.
he says, if evil men could give gifts to
Hallelujah.
Their children, how much more will I give to mine that way?
Mm.
Some of you all, he's asking, he just wants a deeper relationship with you now. And he wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking
Thank
in
you.
Tongues. That's what the Lord
Thank
wants to
you.
Do for you tonight. He wants to give you another level of power. Another level of power. I know who some of you all are that the Lord is speaking to, but I want you to know it is your time. And if you just ask him, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. And you'll begin to hear sounds and you'll begin to hear syllables that you can't understand. But it's not for you to understand. It's for you to interpret and not to interpret, amen, with your mind, but to interpret by giving utterance. He said that the people spoke, the Lord gave utterance. And so as you speak, what you hear by sounds, syllables, trust and know that the Holy Ghost got you. It may sound It may sound weird or uncomfortable in the beginning, but I want you to know he's flowing in there, and he's filling somebody with the Holy Spirit right now. This is not subject to time or space. This is subject to the matter of his move. He says he moves as the Spirit wills to us individually. He's moving now as individually. He's moving on you. He's moving. Thou, Lord, to come up out of you now. Come up out of you now. Come up out of you now. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come forth. You've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Let me tell you something. You don't have to, but I'll tell you the truth. In Jesus' name, you get to. And when you get to, understand that the Bible said that he will illuminate your understanding through that language. Not only that, is that he that searches the heart and the mind also searches the spirit and the heart and the mind of God. That Holy Ghost will go and speak a word to God and bring you back a revelation and an interpretation of things you need to know that's going on. And where you are right now, there's so much trickery and darkness that God wants you to think that you can't do this with your own mindset. You need the Holy Ghost because of your assignment now. Yes, you're filled with the Holy Spirit by salvation, but there's another level, this baptism of the Holy Ghost he wants to give you. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. He's like, let it flow. That's him all over you.
Yes.
It's like a burning sensation. It's like a burning cool all over you. A burning cool all over you. Let it flow.
Yes,
begin to speak in the spirit. Know you that speak in the spirit. How about Satayana?
Yes,
it's coming. It's coming. Let it go. Throw your hands up. Say, God, I want it. I want it. Tell him you want it. Just tell him you want it. Give it to you. Here, I asked him this other morning. I said, Lord, give me a fresh one. Give me another one. I need a fresh one for 2017. I need one. I can't take last year's anointing. I need a fresh anointing.
Yes, God.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost again. Release that about speak to you. Let it flow. Let it flow. Then I'm open your mouth and let the Spirit give you utterance. You don't have to make sense. You got to make spirit. That's all. Yeah, let it go. In my shot. I'm a shit. 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 Steal her with your spirit, God. Steal her with your spirit. Let it flow. Just begin to repeat what you hear. Chant. Just repeat what you hear. Let God use you. It's coming. It's coming. I'm telling you, you're about to walk in another ability now. You gotta be. You gotta have it now. There's different levels of devils you're fighting now. You gotta have it. You need inside information now. Hallelujah. Open up about shut up. He says your eyes need to be able to see the desires of your enemies. Your ear need to be able to hear what's going on before you show up. I'm telling you, gotta know. You gotta know now.
It's good.
You got that. There's a fresh anointing coming over you. A fresh one right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Fresh
one.
I wish I could lay my hands on you right now. But in the spirit, I lift your hands up on your head. And I say, be still in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Lord,
Thank you, Jesus. Anointing, dear God. Thank you for your anointing, dear God.
Jesus, you never gave up on me. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's the Lord. I want you to go in the name of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, bless your people. Keep them and cover them. In Christ's name, we pray. Give us good night's rest and wake us up at the appointed time that we may be able to do and deliver all that you have appointed for us to do and become in these next 12 hours or so. We bless you in Jesus' name. Those that love the Lord says amen. Amen.
Amen.
And again, God bless
amen.
You and thank you all. Amen to Granny's Place.
God bless you,
Pastor. To share the word of God. God bless your heart, all your parts. Remember, you're rich and abundantly supplied with money, and what money cannot buy you the head, not the tail. You're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, go get your blessing.
Jesus.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless
y'all. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.